belas rodas.
Bella's Rodders.
Papa loves Mambo. Mama loves Mambo. Look at him sway with it, getting so gay with it, shouting ole with it, wow.
Papa loves Mambo.
Mambo, Papa.
Mama loves Mambo.
Mambo, Mama.
Don't play the rumba and don't play the samba.
Papa loves the Mambo tonight.
Good morning, everybody!
Good morning to you, people. We're here to sing for you. Cause we are Christmas singers. That's what we love to do. If it was a late night, go grab your coffee cup. And if you drank too much, we hope you're not chucking up.
Isn't it great to be alive?
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
So we're live in Portugal. We're live in Portugal. We're live in a hotel. Tomorrow we'll be live in Portugal. But who will be coming with us? Today's show will determine that. Great.
Tell me.
I thought that was a good start. I thought that was
encouraging. First,
I kind of
missed
the words
of first bit. Yeah, yeah, we're live in Portugal.
I know, but that's because here's Basement Jet. Jackson, good luck. So we're live in a hotel.
Not in a Portugal.
Not in a Portugal.
We're in England.
We're in England. And we have a very exciting time ahead, right? Yeah. We're in a hotel near the airport because later on we fly to Portugal with three of our winners, each bringing a friend each. But we don't know who they are. And they don't know who they are either. And they're all next door, took it into their breakfast. Especially, can't wait for breakfast, ma'am. Who went, what, when we get breakfast? We fed him last night. We gave him free beer. We put him up in a lovely hotel. What time for breakfast? Moan. Everybody's all right. A few people are nervous. A few people look kind of cool. A few people turned up with beer, which I thought was very bizarre for a 6:30 reception roll call. So it could be a very interesting show, but three of those people will be winning. They'll all be bringing a friend each. So six people from the room next door. None of them look... If we look at them now, because we can see them on our monitor. Look at that.
They're all sat in the circle of
chairs.
There
you go, look at that. Seriously, it's like Trisha Extra, isn't it? So anyway, six of those people from next door will be flying with us to Portugal. Find out who later. So the usual kind of stuff applies. We'll do Buzz Off in a minute. And by the way, good news for everybody. Alad is back.
Hey!
Anyway, less of that. I'll talk to him later. We'll play U2 in a second. We'll play the 411 track On My Knees. After we get some news and support from Dom and Jules. It's just after 7 o'clock.
Voting has just started.
And Terry's got just 24 hours to prove he's fit for France.
BBC. Radio 1. News.
And the weather this morning, sunshine and showers in most places. That's sunshine and showers.
Yeah, I love that. That's my favourite kind of sunshine.
Thank you. It's now 7:03.
Hey, that went very well, I thought.
Not bad.
Yeah, not bad at all, in fact.
Thank you.
So, Alad is back with us, everybody, which is very exciting for all those Alad fans. Hello to you in Bristol. And how was it, Alad?
It was brilliant.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was really good.
Excellent. So we'll chat more with him later on. Ha ha ha. Alad he's obviously caught the sun while he's been out doing his Where's Alad tour. So today he's turned up in the whitest top possible. It's
not,
like a Purcell commercial.
It's not on purpose.
That's so on purpose.
I'm ready for Portugal. I'm wearing my Portugal outfit.
Dave, have you noticed the trousers as well? They're the same trousers from the suits we wore at the One Big Sunday in Leicester when we did our boy band song.
That's true.
They look like potato sacks.
But
that's a nice thing.
These are expensive linen trousers.
How much were they?
I don't know, actually.
Yes, you do. How much were they?
I don't.
You just said they're expensive.
I know the total bill came to a lot, but I had about three items.
Okay. By the way, yesterday, we were talking about my sandal stroke flip-flops.
£115, you said.
No, I never said that
at all.
That's
what Dominic told me.
I'll tell you now, and I can honestly say Dominic is wrong. So there you go.
For sandals?
Huh?
For sandals?
No, they...
Flip-flops, basically.
They're not flip-flops. They are sandals.
Chris, that's terrible.
It's not terrible.
I thought you wrote down a figure and I just passed that figure on.
£11.50.
Oh.
You completely missed the point.
Okay.
Literally. Not for the first time.
Thank you.
Anyway, I found out that was wrong. That wasn't actually the price.
It was high, wasn't it?
What?
Higher.
No, see, the thing is...
Because I also heard you say £125 at one point, which is even more alarming.
So don't be so ridiculous. I won't spend that much. Are you joking? £135, actually.
We're here to entertain you each morning from 7. We finish up at 10, and we leave at half 11. If you listen every morning and think our show is funny, the figures will go up, and we'll get paid much more money.
7:05. Good morning.
Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
So, six people from next door will be flying with us to Portugal for Euro 2004. We play the French on Sunday, but who will be going with us? We will do our big contest later on this morning.
The heart is a blue, shoots up through the stony ground.
Cause that ain't my style.
That ain't mustard. There you go, it's the 411 or whatever it is, and Ghostface Killer. I love him. He's very, actually, in real life, very friendly chap.
Is he?
Yeah, Ghostface Killer.
I enjoy that record more and more every day.
Do you really? Mm. Yeah, I think her rap is superb. She does a really, really good job. Anyway.
I'm quite nervous, actually.
Why?
Well, just the whole tension is getting to me.
Is it really? Mm. But you're nervous, what about the people next door?
Well, that's what I mean. I mean, if I'm nervous, what must they be like?
We've got the camera on all our winners next door, so I can see some of them are kind of just sitting there thinking about what might happen. Some of them are eating the breakfast. A few of them are reading the paper, which I think is quite rude. You know, but they could at least make an effort. And it's nice, yeah. See the back of that fella's head there?
Yeah.
See him there? He's reading the paper. That's nice.
Looks like Job Club.
He's not reacting at all. He's the one with number 9 on the back of his shirt. Still not reacting.
Okay.
Going down very well, I think. Two of our potential winners turned up this morning with beer, which I thought was a bit strange.
I just don't know where you get draft lager at 6:30 in the morning.
I was worried that they hadn't left the bar until they came straight here. That worried me slightly. But they all seem kind of nice and... Sorry, they mainly seem all nice.
Yeah.
One of our winners isn't here. So if you're listening this morning, sorry about everything, and I hope you're all right. And don't worry about it. It'll be rubbish anyway. You're not missing out on it. Rain, apparently. Tornadoes. What's the weather like for Portugal this weekend, Dominic?
It's particularly bad.
That's right, yeah.
Cold.
Yeah, you're going to do this all morning?
Yeah.
Because you're not going,
yeah. I'm not bitter, but it's freezing over there.
Right. If you're not bitter?
No.
I think the fellas next door got a few spare tins, if you want some.
Have a little chat with them.
Very disappointed that there are no kind of leggy, busty nymphomaniacs. Well, there are, but they're fellas, which is a bit disappointing.
I did try to find them for you.
Well, I know, you didn't try hard enough. Alan, look at Alan. I love the fact that you're wearing the whitest top ever to show off your brown face.
See, I don't think like that.
He's opening gambit to me, right? I swear, his opening gambit to me was, hi, it's like, you know... Because you know Alan's new name from now on. You know we've been talking about this off the air for the last 2 weeks.
What?
Your new name for the next... Well, I'd say maybe for the next 6 weeks at least. Marco. So,
you dare.
Marco comes up to me this morning.
Hello.
There he is! Look, it's Marco!
No way. That's not me.
So Marco Allen comes up to me this morning and goes, hi! Oh my God, big brother! Oh my God, big brother! And then he goes, you're quite tanned, aren't you? I thought I'd be, you know, the only one. Oh, Pikafa! I just feel really lonely.
So, say that.
That's what he said.
It's really weird seeing everyone in that room, by the way.
Are they actually listening next door? Are you listening next door, by the way? Great. Okay, lovely start.
They're really not, are they?
They got Wogan on.
They're completely focused. That's what's happening.
Hurdy hurdy. Hurdy yahoo. That's how it's done. Portugal.
Thank you. So Allard gets to do Buzz Off, which you haven't done for a fortnight.
Yay!
In fact, over a fortnight, isn't it?
Dom's been way too nice on you.
What do you mean?
He's let them play for too long. I was in the car screaming, Buzz Off!
Allard, you don't need to be in a car to be screaming. You can be screaming anywhere. Bubba, big brother! Big brother! Big brother! You so are Marco.
No way!
You really are. You're like Marco, but with added hair, aren't you? As a thought.
that's coming up to 7:17 in the morning. Thursday, BBC Radio 1. Today, six winners will be flying out to Portugal with us. Who they are, we don't know. We'll find out later. So while we lost Rachel, do you know, she makes me laugh sometimes.
Why?
We're just about to head into Buzz Off. Okay, so we need, obviously, what do we need for Buzz Off, Alad?
Omia, Babo, yeah. Caro.
Right. See this jingle machine here, love? It's not a clothes horse.
Oh, sorry.
Look at that. She's covered it up with a script. I'll move you in a minute.
All you have to do is pick it up.
Are you going to put your shoes on as well, Rachel? You with your manky feet?
Seriously, that's disgusting.
What, walking around without shoes on? It's good for you.
No, walking around without shoes on, like, with feet like yours.
With a spot on.
Oh, come on, let's not fall out now. We've got 3 weeks together.
Yeah, and you better be wearing shoes every day. I'll buy a pair of wellies if I have to.
I'm not going to, just to annoy you.
Great. Can they hear us next door yet, by the way?
Yes.
Hello, next door.
It's like Trisha, isn't
it? You don't realise this, but for the last two links I've been talking to you, only to find out that you couldn't hear us. I'm thinking, there's number nine there, reading the paper. Look at that. Hello. There he is. And we've been talking about you for 10 minutes. I'm thinking, he's not reacting. Oh, he's very cool, isn't he? Hello, number nine. He wasn't waving or anything like that. So, anyway, so, morning to what? Is breakfast all right for you there, sir, in the yellow shirt, who moaned about it earlier?
The champion,
that was good, yeah. And he may be champion today, too.
We'll find out later.
Let's hope not, though, as he was moaning about his breakfast. Only joking. We met them all last night, and as I was saying, they all seem a fairly nice bunch of people. Most of them.
Mm-hmm.
Couple of them seem a bit weird, but they generally seem okay. Most people, actually, I'm really surprised. They all had to be in reception at 6:30 in the hotel this morning, and they all look kind of fairly fit and as if they had a good night's sleep.
They look better than we do.
That's not difficult, though, is it, to be fair? My room was nice last night.
Mine was nice, too.
Oh, lovely room. Really nice. I love these posh hotels. Really lovely. Wasn't he having a nice room last night, Alad? See, Alad's got a major problem when he goes into hotels. He can't... He needs a bath and separate shower. Doesn't like the combination.
Chris.
Is that true?
Alad has checked
out of hotels and gone to another one because they have the bath-shower combo.
But which do you do, the shower or the bath?
Actually, that's not quite like that. I just knew the hotel had rooms that had a bath and a shower separately.
Oh, there you go.
I just wanted one of those.
Nothing like what I just said then.
Well, you said okay.
But there's been times, though, when you've stayed in a different part of town to us because you don't like the hotel.
That's not true.
It's true.
That's not
Manchester.
True. No, I had just... There was no room at the inn, so I had to check somewhere else, that's all.
What are you... Joseph, are you? Mary? What's that? Is that Joseph? He didn't have boobs? What was that all about?
I think that's his robe.
Oh, I see. See? Okay, all right then. Anyway, so Alan hasn't done it for a few weeks, if you pardon the expression. Maybe he has, I don't know. So it's time to do, a little bit later than advertised, this morning's Buzz Off. Still, actually, haven't chosen today's Buzz Off fully yet.
Is that a compilation?
Yeah.
Can I pick a number?
No.
I tell you what. There are three potential numbers, right? Maybe four. So if you choose one of them, then maybe that's an omen.
14.
Okay, that was the maybe four option.
Ah.
But it's not a silly song as such, but...
What, 14 is?
Yeah. It could be a bit irritating.
Let's not have it then.
Do I play one of my favourites? Do I play one of what I think is everybody's... Not favourites, but everyone will like it. Do I play another one which a lot of people won't remember but they'll like? Or do I go for the one that most people remember and I'll absolutely divide the nations?
Option two.
Well, the one that you like.
The one that everyone will like.
Okay.
The populist vote.
The last option. But the divisive ones.
You like that one? Mm. Okay. Well, I'm going to go for that. That's track 14, okay? CDs that I brought from home. I've had to bring a big bag of CDs to Portugal. Well, I will be bringing later. For Buzz Off. By the way, watch Alan's face, all right? Do you know what I brought out to... Well, I'm going to be bringing out to Portugal.
No.
Season 1 of 24.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. And some Dove body cream.
You got some too?
No, I haven't. Right, so on the text, as ever, buzz off if you don't like what I'm about to play. Send that to 81199. If you do like what I'm about to play, text buzz on to 81199. Buzz off or buzz on, 81199 is the number. Are you ready?
Yep.
As chosen by Alad, so it's your fault.
Okay.
So you can't buzz off for at least 30 seconds.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
Here's this morning's buzz off track.
Uh-oh, we're in trouble. Something's come along.
Rachel, you chose this one.
It's rubbish.
You chose
it. It was
it's dividing the nations already. Alan is dancing, which means he likes it.
I like this.
Shampoo and Trouble, enjoy the memories.
We've been out all night and we haven't been home. We're walking through the back streets all alone.
Everybody next door, are you feeling shampoo?
Yay!
Okay, good. Buzz off on the text is winning. It's only down to Alad now. What were you saying about Dominic not being fair on Buzz Off?
What would you have done, Dom?
He'd say Buzz Off, I would imagine.
He hates shampoo.
I would have buzzed off 8.
There you go. That's
I would have
why
buzzed off 8.
It's not fair.
Buzz Off. Oh, there you go, Alan.
Oh, sorry.
Well, you know, you said it, Alan, not me. So there you go. That's 10 years ago, that song now. But doesn't it still sound fresh?
Not missed it, actually.
Oh, okay. Shampoo and Trouble. Nice one.
The official charge.
Do you remember the parody I wanted to do with this?
We weren't allowed to do that, though,
no,
were we?
Not at all. I'll give you a clue, Dominic, right?
Makes me that much smarter. Cause I'm making me finer.
Like that?
I can see why you wouldn't be allowed to do that.
Can you really?
Yes.
It would have been very funny.
It would be funny.
Get Alan to sing it. And I thought it would have gone down a storm.
It scanned and everything, didn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Right, so our winners and their freeloading friends are next door, and we'll be meeting them in the next half hour. Oh, how exciting for some of them. There they are, you can just hear them. The rumble of anticipation as they pass around copies of The Sun and eat their bacon butties. Alan is in there now, meeting and greeting them, showing off his lovely linen trousers that would have looked fine out of Dempsey Makepeace episode. he's got his hooded top on, looking nice. Alan, can you hear me? Oh, he's, yes. Okay. Hi, Alan. Everything all right?
Yeah, good.
Yeah, lovely, lovely. Just turn to your left slightly. Just turn. No. Oh, Alan, go back. No, go back to where you were. Okay, just turn to your left slightly. But we'll stop there. Okay, seriously, look at the size of his arse. He has put weight on since he's been out there. Who wet all the parts? No, let's not start chanting that, though, shall we? Anyway, right, so we'll talk to some of our winners later.
BBC. Radio 1. Newsbeat.
A top song from Faithless coming up in just a few seconds after we get some news from Dominic. It's 7:32.
Thousands of polling stations are now open as Milan is now 7:35.
I've got to say, Michael Fish, that weather report was in-depth, wasn't it?
Well, you can expect some rain today. That's a fact.
Where?
Yes.
Egypt?
No, in
Huddersfield,
in the UK, you can expect
Taunton.
Some rain today.
Right.
Now, there may be places that won't be expecting rain.
Right.
But hello to you, and I hope you're enjoying the sunshine.
Dom, would one of the places where you wouldn't expect rain, would that be Portugal?
Dave.
Oh, you've upset him now. Watch this.
I am pleased you're going to Portugal, Dave. Mm. I hope you have a great time.
Mm.
That's my official line on that. No, seriously, I hope you have a really, really good time. Just shame about the weather. What can you do?
I don't know why you're so bitter about it. I mean, Jules isn't as bitter as you, mind you. She's flying out tomorrow after the show. But I don't see why, you know, you're so... You don't know about that. It was the Newsbeat sweepstake of who would go to Portugal for it.
Just me who's not?
It's just you, yeah. Mm. Everybody in Newsbeat bar you won.
Really?
Yeah.
That's really great.
Loads of people coming out.
Thanks very much.
Your missus is flying out tomorrow afternoon. And baby Crashen, your son, he's coming out.
Finton.
That's it, baby Finton.
He will be listening. Yeah. He won't.
Will he?
He's won. Well, he can still listen, but anyway.
Which is baby talk for, all right, mate, see you in the pub in 15 years.
Now Chris Miles is at breakfast. He hasn't changed at all. He still looks overweight and fancies Zoe Ball. He's still the same old Moilsy. He eats out of a trough and he won't change at all till he asks for Fridays off. The Chris Miles Show, National Radio 1.
This song should get you out of bed this morning. Enjoy a bit of Faithless at Radio 1.
All the subtle flavors of my life are become bitter seeds and poisoned leaves without you. You represent what's true. I drain the color from the sky and turn blue without you.
Thank you very much. Kanye West.
Is it Kanye or
Kanye? I don't know, but I can't. What was that?
No.
Is that your stomach again?
It's the repeating breakfast syndrome.
Oh, it's lovely. 7:45 in the morning. Thursday morning, everybody. I'm Chris Moyles. This is my friend Dave.
Hello.
This is my colleague Dominic.
Hello.
This is Rachel.
Hello.
There you go.
This is Juliet.
Hiya.
All right, thicko. Seriously, why didn't you just shout from where you were? Rather than leave a 10-second gap.
I was doing...
Shut up, Nana Muscuri. Go on. Do one.
She looks a bit Lisa Loeb in those glasses as well.
What?
She looks a bit Lisa Loeb in those glasses as well.
Lisa Specky. Let's talk to Alan. Hello, Alan.
Hello, Chris.
How are you?
Well, weirded out, actually. It's quite odd to see.
Weirded out?
Did not hear that.
I heard you, but what does that mean?
Well, it's odd to see all these people here that I've seen around the UK in parks and shopping centres and
see
beaches.
All these, it's weird seeing all these men in a hotel that I've met in a park. That's nice. Let's go outside. Dominic, Dave, what did you want to say?
No, it doesn't matter now. The time has kind of moved on.
So, you're next door with all our winners and the freeloading friends.
I am, yes.
They can't hear me, can they?
They can't.
Right, okay.
No.
What if I shout, can you hear me now?
That'll be a yes.
Can you hear me now?
No, they can't.
Excellent, right, okay, so I can... So if I wanted to hear me, I shout... Yeah! But if I want to slag you off, I whisper. Right, okay, so Alan, take us through some of the people, because we need to know who we're talking about this morning.
Okay, well, they're all lined up in
Excellent.
Front of me.
Lovely. But seriously, it's like the beginning of The Usual Suspects.
So let me take you through...
Give me the keys. I can't repeat the next arrest. Anyway, go on.
I'm going to have to go through these really quickly because there's a lot of them.
Right, okay.
So, name, where you're from, and a fact about yourself.
Oh, lovely, okay.
Starting off with the first place in Cambridge.
Mm. Hi, I'm Rowan, and I'm from Cambridge, and I've just finished my finals.
Aww.
Finals!
From Newcastle.
Yeah. Morn Allard, Mark here from Newcastle, and I used to live next door to Jimmy Neal.
Hooray!
Brilliant.
I found this guy in Carlisle.
Hi, Derek from Sunderland. Happily married.
That's a fact.
Yeah. What's that? Hang on. Why, does he look gay?
I think he's just worried.
Right, okay.
I don't know.
You would be, though, wouldn't you?
I'd steer away from me, Alan, don't worry.
In Leeds.
Hi, I'm Adele from Leeds, and I'm at Shedham Muffin with Kevin Keegan.
She what? She did what?
I went to Shedham Muffin with Kevin Keegan.
Oh, Shedham Muffin.
Oh, can you just ask her, is that the girl from the Elland Road girl?
Is that, yes, it is.
Can you just ask her to say Elland Road for me, please?
We say Elland Road.
Ellen Rudd.
Ellen Rudd.
Common as muck. Right, next.
Okay, from Southampton.
Hi, I'm Kevin from Southampton, and I've got a beautiful 6-year-old son called Jack.
Ah. By the way, Alan, you keep saying where they're from. That's taking a bit of thunder away from... They've only got three things to say.
Some of them do differ, because
okay,
I do see
right,
them.
Okay,
okay
right.
This guy differs. I saw this guy in London.
Right.
I'm James Sowett from Longfield, and I'm an electrical tester.
There you go.
Fascinated. Is that an interesting fact about him? Is an electrical? Is that the best he can come up with?
They've all been thinking about this the last quarter of an hour, and that's the best he's come up with.
I'm an electrical tester's rubbish!
Sorry. On to the next one. I saw this guy in Edinburgh.
I bet you did.
My name's Roy. I'm from Barrow, and I have no hair.
Right. He's, by the way, he's weird. Stay away from him.
Is he really? Yeah.
Okay. They can't hear me yet, can
no,
they?
No, they can't hear you.
All right, then. Keep going.
Okay, moving on. Next guy.
I'm Charles. I'm from Birmingham. I work for a company called tightsplease.co.uk, and I've supplied tights to Jennifer Lopez.
Hey, with a big ass.
Anything to rival my ass. Okay, and on to the next one.
I'm Neil. I'm from Bristol. I started a new job on Monday, and if I go to Portugal, I'll have 3 weeks holiday straight off.
Okay, here's a question for you, Alan. Can they hear me in there?
No.
Okay. Straight or not?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Okay. Yeah.
Sounded a bit, you know. Sounded like...
No, not at all.
It sounded like one of Scott Mills' Camp Man contestants from yesterday.
No, no. Gaydar's not even starting in this room today.
Okay. He's now dying to know what we're talking about.
Yeah, I know. He's looking very worried.
Alan, just do me a favour. Just turn and look at him. Give him a really little queenie look.
No, I'm not doing that.
Right, and then just
I can't
go,
do that.
Then just go, I don't think so. And walk off. Go on, I dare you.
No. Okay, moving on to the next one.
Okay. Hi, I'm Dan. I'm from Taunton. And if I make it to Portugal, my freeloading friend's going to miss his first wedding anniversary.
Oh!
Seriously.
This is true. We met these two lads last night, actually.
And he's going to... Is that true? What's his wife's name?
What's his wife's name?
Jenny Sharp.
Jenny, okay.
Because his wedding anniversary's on the night of the Croatia game.
Tell him that if he misses the wedding anniversary, we might be able to sort him out with some free tights.
If he does miss the wedding anniversary, we might be able to sort him out with some free tights.
Nice. Excellent, there you go.
I meant her, actually, sorry.
There you go, Jenny got some free tights on the way, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. She's just Jenny in free tights.
Okay, we've got the next one.
Hi, I'm Ian from Cardiff. And my girlfriend still loves me, even though I chose my mate over her to take to Portugal.
Fair enough, I would, I must admit.
Mm. Okay, in Leicester, I met this charming guy.
Hi, I'm Vince from Milton Keynes, and I'm a really, really sore loser.
I'm stepping away.
He's a guy that you ran away from, wasn't he?
Yes, it was.
Yeah. I really wish you'd have run faster.
I was trying.
Okay.
Okay, on to the next one.
Hiya, my name's Jim, I'm from Northampton, and I do magic tricks.
Really?
Mm. Oh, how the hours will fly by. Fun.
Hang on, kick. Will you do some for us maybe later?
Will you do some for us later?
Yeah, if you got some fags for me to eat.
Oh, there you go.
Nice. Classy.
Good morning, it's 10 to 8.
On to the next one, the lovely Kate.
Hi, I'm Kate from Swindon, and I got bigger boobs than Rachel.
Rachel, do you have a comment to make about
come
that,
on,
Rachel?
Then, fight back. It's
coming through.
You've got something to brag about.
What?
We'll have to compare.
Oh, my God.
Only joking.
Yeah. She's gone very red, bless her.
Well, I'm not surprised. I'll drain the blood from her face with those enormous things.
Okay, and from the texts.
My name's Carla from Hinckley. I drink in the same pub as Greengrass from Heartbeat.
Hey! That's a crash. Is that, ask him, that was, but Greengrass is also, he was the gaffer.
He was also the gaffer?
No, he drinks there.
No.
Okay.
It's Bill Maynard, isn't it? Isn't that his name?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I thought he was dead.
Well, obviously not. Ask him if he's seen him recently.
Have you seen him recently?
About 3 weeks ago, I think.
There we go.
Then he's not dead, Dave.
It must have just been his character that's dead in Heartbeat. Okay, yeah.
And finally.
There's three more.
Okay.
I'm Dan from Cambridge, so my fact is I get married in 86 days.
Way! Oh, maybe not.
Two more.
Hello, I'm Tracy from Congleton, and I can make balloon animals.
Aww. I like Tracy.
How weird.
No, that's sweet.
It's weird.
And finally.
Hi, I'm Carl from Warwick, and I named my company Cartori Limited after my two daughters, Carrie and Tori.
Oh!
And that's your lot.
What a girl's blouse. Right, well, most of them seem kind of nice and friendly. Can they hear me yet or not?
No, they can't.
Good, okay. I wanted to turn around to, do you know the guy that I asked you to look up and down?
Yes.
I just look him up and down and just go, I don't think so.
I'm not doing that.
Please, for me.
I'm not
please,
doing that.
For me.
If
for
he
me.
Wins, we might play with him
please,
later, but
no,
not now.
No. Please, just for me now, please.
No.
Please for me, Alan.
God. I can't do it.
Okay. He's such a yellow belly. All right, well, anyway, nice one. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We'll be playing our little eliminator round thing. Just after 8 o'clock this morning.
Cool.
All right? Okay, good. Thank you, Alan.
Thank you.
There you go. So there are our winners, and their friends have all come with them. Six people from that room will be winning by the end of the show, and they'll be coming to Portugal with us. Find out who they are just after 8 o'clock when we start our big Euro 2004 final.
Euro 2004 on the...
It would be nice. English football fans listening everywhere. You're thinking the same as me. You're thinking, you do that thing, we might just do it. We might just do it. And the rest of the sensible people in Scotland and Wales and Northern Ireland going, not a chance. France, good luck. And it all kicks off this weekend. Is it one of those irritating opening ceremonies that they always have? Is it going to be one of them?
It will be, yeah.
What a waste of time.
Isn't Nelly Furtado involved in that?
She's got the official anthem.
Oh, has she?
Yeah.
But there'll be some kind of dancing with ribbons and all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Where are the lap dancers? You know, that's what they should have. And fire eaters. Maybe we could get the your woman from next door to come and make some animals out of balloons.
Mm, that'd be nice.
Do you know what I mean?
In the centre circle.
What?
In the centre circle.
Whatever kind of position you want for the animals, I suppose. Anyway, Badeen and Skinner and God Bless Little Ian from Lightning Seeds, Three Lions. We will play our big Euro 2004 Portugal final in about 10 minutes' time. 2 minutes to eight. Christina Milliana, Radio 1 and Dip It Low.
Olé.
Let's hear Alan do it as well. This will be funny. You ready?
Olé.
You wish. One. Right, morning, everybody. If you're just getting up, heading out to work, you're going to be stuck in traffic for a while. Then hopefully the next bit of radio should be quite entertaining. We have all our winners from the Where's Alan competition. They've all brought a friend each. They have their bags. They have their passports. Three winners, and they all bring a mate each. So six people from the room next door of our hotel will be flying to Portugal this afternoon. Everybody has as much chance as everyone else. We will find out who goes when we start our big competition. Coming up in 2 songs' time after News and Sport with Dom and Jules, it's 8 o'clock.
It's the big election day.
And could Ledley be the King of England on Sunday? BBC.
Radio. And this morning, drier further south, a bit miserable in Portugal apparently. Radio 1 Newsbeat, it's now 4 minutes past eight.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Yes, and the attention is coming. It's mounting up next door. Let's just have a little look at our contestants again on our little monitor. There's Will Kinder getting camera shot there because he's an egomaniac. And there's people just milling around. There's a man in the corner waving.
Nice.
And that's one of the reasons, Will, that you're not going for that abusive language you just showed me on the camera that we've got in next door. Because we're in a hotel, and then we're in one room, and they're next door. We're going to bring in all the winners, the proper winners from Where's Alad in here. We're going to start playing our game in a bit. Can you all hear me next door, by the way?
Yeah!
Does anybody now, I'm going to give you a chance, does anybody now go, do you know what, I don't want to take part. If you want to leave, that's fine. Nobody? Okay, oh, fine. Oh, this is very exciting. And we've got a very special guest to wish you all the best of luck. If you look behind you, Thierry Henry's coming in. Coming in, Thierry! Only joking, obviously. dear. Right, so get ready. We'll play our big competition in 2 records' time. It's very exciting, isn't it?
Yes.
Isn't it exciting?
Exciting.
Oh, and all the freeloaders are sitting there going, if they don't win, I'm going to give them a slap.
They're looking very nervous now.
Do you think?
Yeah. Especially the guy in yellow.
That's because Will stood behind him.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
Could be worse. It could be Alan stood behind him.
1, 2, 3, go! My baby don't mess around because she loves me so, and if I don't push her, I gotta live my own.
After 17 days on the road.
Alan, where are you?
Blackpool. In Cambridge. City Hall, Belfast, Cardiff, thanks.
20 people have found Alan.
We've got a winner.
We're in the middle of Birmingham.
Brighton's here.
Bristol. You're on the river side.
Alan.
But only three will be going to Euro 2004. This.
go then. So over the past 3 weeks, Alan has been out and about the country giving out invites to this final. I can tell all of you that two of our winners haven't been able to make it today, which is better news for you because you've got a slightly better chance of winning. So in front of me, I've got 18 people. Most of them look absolutely petrified. And by the end of this show, in fact, probably in the next 45 minutes, just three people will be stood in front of me. Those three people will fly this afternoon to Portugal. We'll put you up in a nice, we'll put you up in a hotel, and you will go and see England, France on Sunday, and then the other two qualifying games. It's a nice prize. Plus, you get to bring a mate. So in order to eliminate people, we're going to be playing a game called Player Not a Player. And here's how the game works. In round one, I'm going to come to each of you in turn. I'm going to give you a name. You are to decide whether that person is a footballer named in the various squads of Euro 2004 or not a footballer at all. So let's make that clear. They will either be a footballer from this year's Euro 2004 or not a footballer at all. They might be a DJ or a singer or a sports person or anybody else. For instance, I might say, but I won't, David Beckham. And you're to decide whether he's a football player or not. Now, no critique, just generally profession is what we're going for. So, this morning, all of you drew numbers at random. That's the order that you're going to stand in throughout the game and the order in which you'll be asked questions. I have to take your first answer. We have to have complete silence in the room. I don't really think that you're going to help the person next to you, to be quite honest. If we hear anybody helping from next door, i.e. the freeloading friends, that can put your pal out of the game. Do you all understand? Yes. They look absolutely petrified.
They are petrified.
Okay, let's do round one.
Let's play. Player, another player.
Tracy.
Morning.
Nervous?
Yes.
Okay. Player or not a player? Paulo Ferreira.
Player.
You're still in the game.
Thank you.
Rowan.
Hiya.
How are you?
I'm okay.
Rui Vargas.
Not a player.
He's a Portuguese DJ. You're still in. James.
Hello.
In your England shirt already?
Yep.
It's James Harris from Northampton. If you know him, this could be his big chance.
I may have just followed through.
That's a beautiful thought.
Some maybe.
Here's your name. Dmitry Luskov.
Player.
He is a player.
Get in there. Come on, cobblers.
Can I just say, by the way, my hands are shaking because I'm so nervous. Vince.
Hiya.
From Milton Keynes.
Yep, this one's right.
I'm just going to ruin the tension a minute because I've got hair stuck in my mouth from the microphone. Aled, if I find out that that wasn't in your pocket when you said it was, there'll be trouble. Vince.
Hiya.
You ready?
Yep.
Okay. Dmitry Bulykin.
Not a player.
He's a Russian striker, I'm sorry. Sorry, Vince. Sit down, pal. Mate, I'm sorry. Derek.
Hello.
We found you in Carlisle.
Did.
Good luck.
Cheers.
Bjarne Riis.
Not a player.
He's a Danish cyclist.
Cheers.
Pleasure. Adele.
Hello.
From Alan Rudd.
Alan Rudd.
Okay. I'm probably as nervous as you are.
Good. I'm still scared.
Okay. You'll be fine. Okay? Fausto Coppi.
Player.
He's an Italian cyclist. I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
Sit down. Neil from Bristol.
Chris.
How are you?
Okay.
Good. Do you just want the name or a bit of chit-chat?
No.
Eric Edmond.
there.
He's a Swedish left back. I'm sorry, pal. Charles from Birmingham.
Hi, Chris. I'm not looking too good, am I?
You're not looking too good. Look at me. The shakes are ready. Okay, you ready?
No.
Lars Ulrich.
Oh. Lars Ulrich. He sounds like a player. I'm going to say player.
He's the drummer in Metallica.
Oh, no.
Really sorry, pal.
Oh, mate, can I just have one plug for my company, please? Tightsplease.co.uk.
I believe J-Lo wears them, doesn't she?
Absolutely, yeah.
Oh, I'm really sorry, pal. Take a seat. Kate.
Hiya.
From Swindon.
Yes.
Do you have bigger breasts than Rachel?
Well, I did.
Do you want the name?
Yes, please.
Okay, your name is Wilfred Boomer.
Not a player.
He is a player. Sorry, Kate. Take a seat. Dan from Taunton.
Hello.
How are you?
Not too bad. Yourself?
I'm doing all right. The first three went through. Then we lost Vince. Then Derek went through. We've lost the last four.
Not looking good.
See if you can do any better, my friend. Are you ready?
Yep.
Ingemar Steinmark.
Player.
He's not a player. Oh. Sorry, pal. Kevin.
Hello.
From Southampton.
Terrified.
But are you coming to Portugal?
I'll try my best.
I'll give you Vasilios Lakis.
Player.
You seem quite confident.
I think I've seen him on Sunday.
He's a Greek left winger, my friend. Remain stood up. Dan Hicks from Cambridge.
Morning, Chris.
Okay. We're going to do your player, not a player. One, two, three, four, five people are through so far. There are one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, including yourself, left.
Yeah, great.
You want to add yourself to the list of people who are going through?
Definitely.
Okay. Good luck, my friend. Who did I just give you then, Kevin?
The Greek.
Yeah. Which means you get Fernando Torres.
Player.
That looks like it was a guess.
Spanish striker. I hope.
He's a Spanish striker. Carl Smedley from Hinckley.
Morning, Chris.
How are you?
Too bad.
How much do you want to go?
Quite a lot.
Nervous?
Just a bit.
Right. I really hope you go through. I want everyone to do really well. Your name is Francois Trofot.
Not a player.
He's a French film director.
Thank God.
I've never heard of him either. Mark Summers from Newcastle.
Morning, Chris. How you doing?
I'm all right. I'm not doing too badly. Okay? Gregory Coupe.
Not a player.
He's a French goalkeeper. Sorry, pal. Ian from Cardiff.
Hi, mate. How you doing?
Oh, very good. You've got an England shirt on.
I have, mate.
An England fan?
Yes, Chris.
Have you ever seen England play before?
No.
You could be seeing them on Sunday.
That's amazing.
Okay, good. You just want me to ask you the name, don't you?
Yes, miss.
Okay, right then. Yes, miss?
Miss?
Call me whatever you want, my darling. Call me whatever you want. You get the name Raphael Wiki.
Player.
He's a Swiss left midfielder.
Yes!
Roy.
Hiya, how you doing?
I'm all right. We found you in Edinburgh.
We did indeed.
But you're not Scottish?
No, I'm English.
Okay. You want the name, don't you?
Yep.
Bjorn Ulvaeus.
Not a player.
He's not a player.
Get in.
Remain stood up, pal. Carl from Warwick.
Hi, Chris.
You were one of our last minute winners.
I was.
On the text?
Yeah, I was. Very lucky.
You really want to go?
Badly.
You have scraped into this through the skin of your teeth.
Thank you very much.
But can you go all the way?
I hope so.
Okay. Good luck. Paco Pena.
Not player.
He's a flamenco guitarist.
Oh, you beauty!
Okay, James from Longfield, you are from London, you are our last contestant.
Oh, I saved the best till last.
Okay, right. So, as it stands, 10 people. Will it be 11 people going through to round two?
I certainly will.
Okay. Igor Tudor.
Player.
It's 11 people going through the
round. Yes.
Okay, so commiserations to all our losers. We have 11 people standing. Are you or all through to the second round? To all the people sitting on the floor, I'm sorry, you're going home. Okay? Thank you very much. Give everybody a round of applause. All right, so coming up, we have 11 people we need to play round two. We'll do that next.
It's player, not a player. Radio 101.
Go, 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 shawty. It's shallow. And we can go upside the head with a bottle of bull. Come on, they know where we be. You can find me in the club.
50 Cent and in the club at Radio 1. So, we've lost some of our winners already, which is really sad. But we're left with 11 people. And we'll play round two of Play Another Player in a minute. I'm looking at some of our winners now. James looks as though he's absolutely in it. Three people will go with us to Portugal. Find out who they are later. Together now.
Here's Gerard. Back for Rooney!
Sorry, I just almost spoke over Rooney's goal there, Dave.
Can't do that.
Sorry about that, pal.
England celebrates and plays in the finals of Euro 2.
James, try and relax if you can. The poor guy looks absolutely petrified.
He's pacing up and down the room. He's the one that thought he'd followed through before.
I stood next to him a minute ago.
Yeah.
I think he has. Yeah. Anyway, so round two coming up. If you're playing along at home or in the car, I hope you did all right. If you're an absolute football expert, I hope I did all right.
I thought you did okay.
I'm trying my best, do you know what I mean? So there's 11 left, isn't that right?
Yep.
Oh, now you're all quiet. We'll find out. We'll play round two in just a bit. Hang on there.
BBC. Radio 1. Newsbeat.
Kylie Minogue coming up, plus the UK's number one from Mario Winans, you know his name.
Winans.
No, well, Winin, more like. Mario Winin coming up. Let's get some news from Dominic. It's just gone 8:31.
Polling stations are now open as millions of us get... And it's now 8:35.
Can I just say, because we're doing the show from the hotel this morning, it's all a bit of a change from the studio shows, as regular listeners will know. And Dominic is firing off all the different bits of news jingles and news music and the Winner of Travel. He's firing it off with a button under his foot. in the way where you see a good rock and roll band on stage and they've got, you know... The
wah-wah pedal.
Yeah. Well, he's got his jingle pedal.
Looks like I've got a bad twitch. If you can't quite see the button, that just looks a bit odd.
I quite like it.
Do you? Mm. I quite like it too, actually. Can we do it all the time?
No.
All right.
If you want to, you can just constantly move your knees through the news.
Okay, I might do that too.
Weirdo.
Thank you.
How well did you do in Play Another Player, Dominic?
Not very well at all.
That's why you're not going. No, sorry. No, obviously that was horrible. But true.
That's not why you're not going.
No.
I feel the loser's pain.
The what?
I feel the loser's pain.
Do you really?
Mm.
I must admit, some of the faces... are really, really horrible. And because I'm stood right in front of them, and you go, I'm afraid he is a player. And some of them just went, and their face drops.
Vince looks absolutely gutted, doesn't he?
He said to me, by the way, he said, and I wrote it down, that his mate... Is it Andy?
Yes.
He said, tell Andy and Milton Keynes not to be too sad. Is that right? There you go, OK. However, there are 11 people in front of me, and three people out of that 11 will be going to Portugal today. In the room next door, we have the 11 friends of the 11 winners so far. And they're sitting there, they have nothing to do, they can't join in, they can't help, so they're like this.
Got it bloody right.
Three people from next door will be accompanying the three winners from here today. So I'll shut up and then we'll play a record. We'll be back with round two of Play Another Player for Euro 2004 in Portugal. Thank you. 25 to 9, by the way. Ish.
But only three people will be going to Euro 2004 with Radio 1. Let's play Player, Not a Player.
All right, so a few minutes ago we eliminated some of our contestants from the big game. I have 11 people standing in front of me. Slightly more nervous and slightly more excited than they were 10 minutes ago. So we're going to do exactly the same again. Another round of Player, Not a Player. Once again, I'll ask you each one question. If you get it right, you remain standing. And you'll be on your way to the sudden death final. If you get it wrong, you sit down, you're out of the game. Okay, complete silence. No helping. Let's play round two.
We've lost some of you, but we still need to get rid of some more. Only three will be coming to Euro 2004. Let's continue with Player, Not a Player. Player.
Tracy.
Hello.
You are number one on the list.
I am indeed.
But so far you're doing very well.
Fingers crossed.
To go through to the next round, Pedro Winter.
Not a player.
He's a French DJ.
Oh. Thank you.
You still in? Rowan.
Hi.
How are you?
Bit better.
Rene Bolf.
Not a player.
I'm afraid he's a player. Sorry, Rennie, sit down. James.
Yep.
Marcus Knopfler.
Not a player.
He's a German DJ.
Get in there.
You scare me, James, you really do.
Yeah?
So much so. So tense. Derek.
Hi.
You look very calm.
No, I'm not. I'm nervous.
Andres Rubens.
Player.
He's a Latvian midfielder.
Cheers.
You're still in, son. Kevin.
Oh, yeah.
From Southampton.
Sunny Southampton.
How are your pants?
Streaked.
Ebbe Sand.
Player.
Do you know that for a fact?
80%.
You're 100% right.
Thank you.
Okay, so we've lost one and we have four people through. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 left. Dan.
Hello.
In the England shirt already?
Certainly.
Okay, good luck. Richard Dorfmeister.
Not a player.
He's not a player. Ooh. Ooh, hello.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Hello. Carl.
Hello.
You're doing very well, son.
Thank you.
Hakin Yakin.
He's a player.
He is a player.
Yes. God.
You're so pleased you were stood there, aren't you?
Just a bit, yeah.
Okay, all right. Ian.
Hiya.
England shirt as well?
Yes, mate.
But will you be seeing them in the flesh on Sunday?
I so hope so.
Franz Bender.
I'm going to go not a player.
You're right, he's not a player.
Oh, God. Thank you.
Sorry, did the look on my face look as though you were wrong?
Yes.
Sorry about that. It's part of the tension.
Thank you very much.
Okay. If you win, I'll buy you a beer. Well, maybe. We'll get expenses. Roy.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm all right, son. How are you?
I'm fine.
Robert Kovac.
Player.
He's a Croatian defender.
Get in. New tea.
Well done, Carl. Carl.
Hi, Chris.
So far, we've only lost one. We've lost Rowan.
Oh, I know.
Don't make it two.
I'll do my best.
Okay, so, good luck. Carl Dittersdorf.
Player.
He's not a player. I'm sorry, pal.
You idiot!
Sit down. He still loves you, Carl. Sorry, pal. James.
All right.
Don't make it three.
I won't.
Okay. Teddy Lukic.
Not a player.
He's a player.
No.
He was at Leeds United for a while. I kind of agree with you, but technically, yes. I'm sorry, pal. You're out. It's painful. It's really painful. We now have eight people standing. For the three of you sitting down, I'm very sorry. You're going home, but you did very well. Give them a round of applause, everybody. Else. So here's how it stands. Roy, Ian, Carl, Dan, Kevin, Derek, James, Tracy. You are still in with a chance. There are eight of you. Three of you will be going. Three of you, standing in front of me now, are going to Portugal this afternoon with your friend. Okay? So, we'll play a record. We'll have a break. You can all crap your pants a little bit more. We'll be back with the next round.
20 bags are packed, but only three people will be going to Euro 2004 with Radio 1.
Only Trice. Real name, no gimmicks.
Two trailer park girls go round the outside, round the outside, round the outside.
Hey, yo, this is Marshall
on Radio 1.
Two trailer park girls go round the outside, round the outside, round the outside.
Eminem at Radio 1, as we're live from a hotel, getting ready for Euro 2004. Nice of you to join us, Roy. Well, that was the quickest toilet break you've ever had in your life, wasn't it? Okay, so, this is the last round then. Eight have survived so far, and we now need to find our three Portugal winners, okay?
40 bags are packed, but only three people will be going to Euro 2004 with Radio 1. Let's play player, non-player.
All right, so here's how it's going to work now, because you've all had the same amount of questions each. So far it's been all nice and lovely and fair. You're all stood in the numerical order of which you randomly chose this morning. It's now sudden death, okay? Because otherwise we could just go round and round and round and round until we miss the entire tournament anyway. So I'm going to go around the room as many times as need be as necessary. If you get it wrong, you're going home. If you get it right, you stay standing. I continue around the room. When I have three people standing, the competition will end straight away because those three people will be the winners and you're off to Portugal. So you remain in the order that you're standing in. And in total silence in the room next door, even if your friend goes out, if I hear any help from next door, you could be out of the game. Okay? So in a few minutes, you'll know who's going and you'll know if it's you. Okay? Seriously, best of luck. Best of luck. Let's play the sudden death final of playing on the player.
It's all getting very tense as we continue player, not a player.
Okay. Tracy.
Hello.
Have you been fluking your way all the way through?
No idea.
All right. You've done very well.
Thank you.
Okay, good luck. Your name is Raphael van der Vaart.
Player.
Yes, is a player.
Yes!
Remain standing. James.
Hello.
How are you?
Very nervous.
Rui Costa.
Player.
He is a player, yes.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Rui. That's for you.
Derek.
Hi.
How are you?
Nervous.
I bet you are. Tino Da Camino.
Not a player.
He's an Italian sculptor.
Cheers.
Well done, pal. Kevin.
Hiya.
Best of luck, pal.
Ciao.
Nicolas Dabizas.
Player.
Greek defender. Remain standing.
Thank you.
Dan.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm going to tell you in a minute.
Okay, all right. You just want the name?
Yeah.
Hugo Viada.
He's a player.
He is a player.
Yes, get in.
Okay, so far, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you got it right. 3 people left, sudden death, that's the way it works. Carl.
Yeah, Chris.
From Hinckley.
I am.
You really want to go?
Sorry?
You really want to go?
I do, yeah. I'm too nervous.
Okay, good luck, mate. Martin Solvig.
Not a player.
It's a French DJ.
Oh, thank God. Oh. I'm scared.
Doing very well, pal. Ian from Cardiff.
I'm also scared.
If it helps, I'm scared, but I don't think that helps, does it?
No.
Good luck, pal.
Cheers, mate.
Marco Morales.
I haven't a clue. I'm going to say not a player.
It's a very good guess.
Thank you, H.
Pleasure. Roy.
Hey.
No pressure.
None at all, honour.
Everybody else has got theirs right.
Bricking it springs to mind.
Well, yeah, I would imagine so. Good luck.
Thank you.
Jean-Alan Boomsong.
Can I phone a friend?
No.
Not a player?
He's a player. Sorry, pal. You did very well, Doug. Round of applause for Roy, who did very well. Okay, so, 7 players left. There are 7 people now who will go through. We'll just keep on going. But we'll play record first, just to annoy you a little bit further. And then we'll find out, I would imagine, from the next round, who goes through. To the airport, that is, not to the next round, because there's no more rounds. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 3 of you go to Portugal. Find out who in a bit.
Bags are packed, but only 3 people will be going to Euro 2004 with Radio 1.
Pink at Radio 1 and Feel Good Time. We're doing Play Another Player in a hotel near the airport because later on this afternoon we're flying to Portugal. And there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 people stood in front of me. They are Tracy and James and Derek and Kevin and Dan and Carl and Ian. So, 3 of those people are definitely going to be flying to Portugal later this afternoon with a friend each. So let's find out who they are as we play for probably the last time, Sudden Death.
It's all getting very tense as we continue Player Another Player.
Tracy.
Hi.
Best of luck.
Thank you.
Francesco Totti.
Player.
He's a player.
Yes. Thank you.
James.
Hello.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Roy Mackay.
Player.
He is a player.
Thank you very much.
You two could be going.
That could be nice.
Okay. 2 people got it right so far. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 left. We go round the room until we have 3. Derek.
Hi.
Good luck.
Cheers.
Enrico Mantini.
Not a player.
He's an Italian house producer.
Yes.
Well Like DJ, not he doesn't produce houses.
Like Barrett.
Kevin.
Hello.
Good luck, pal.
Thank you.
Jacob Jordanes.
Player.
I'm afraid he's not a player. Sorry, pal. Dan.
Hi.
Okay, so we've lost one. Three people have got it right. If you three now get it wrong, three remaining contestants, then that means that Derek, James and Tracy will go to Portugal. If you get it right, you're still in with a chance, Dan, and it could be you.
Great, okay.
Good luck, pal.
Cheers.
Victor Onopko.
Player.
It's the right answer.
Oh, yes.
Carl.
All right, Chris.
Okay, pal, good luck. Okay?
Yep.
David Albelda.
Never heard of him, not a player.
He is a player. I'm really sorry, pal. Okay, so four people got it right. Any get it right, still with a chance. If you get it wrong, go home, okay?
Okay.
Good luck. Carlos Marchena.
Not a player.
Spanish defender. I'm sorry, pal.
Done.
Okay, so we're going to do it again. With the remaining people that are left. Here's how it works. There are four people left, okay? Four of you left. So basically, the first person to get it wrong, you're going home. I'm really sorry. And it's even worse because the three people who haven't answered will know that they're automatically going to Portugal. Okay, so Tracy, James, Derek and Dan, three of you are going, one of you is not going. Best of luck. Okay, let's play. Tracy.
Hi.
Cristiano Zanetti.
Player.
An Italian midfielder. Okay, so best of luck. James.
Yep.
You know how this works. Get it right, you're going to Portugal. Okay. Bruno Berna.
Not a player.
He's a player. I'm sorry. Derek, Dan and Tracy, you are going to Portugal. It's really, 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 really painful. It's really horrible. James's face was absolutely devastating. So sorry, James. And I'm sorry to all the rest of our contestants. That was absolutely horrible. His face dropped. He was absolutely shaking. Okay, so everyone else has now left the room, which means that we can be a little bit smug. Tracy, oh my God, how... how did you do it?
Now I'm going to cry.
Now you can cry? Who have you brought with you?
Andy Brown.
Who's he?
I met him in Sydney last year. He's my travelling buddy.
Well, you and your travelling buddy are travelling to Portugal today.
Fantastic.
So, do you fancy a drink before or after the game on Sunday?
Both.
Okay, good.
I'm easy with that.
You're going to Portugal?
Yes.
You're going to see England of France on Sunday night?
Yes, thank you.
Pleasure. Dan!
Oh my God.
You didn't think you were going to do it, did you?
No.
You really didn't think you were going to do it.
No, no.
And you got it.
Oh, yes.
And you really did it.
Oh, yes.
And I'll be honest, I thought you weren't going to do it.
Thanks, mate.
At one point, you just looked at me and I thought he hasn't a clue.
Yeah, well.
But you got it right.
Fantastic.
And you're going. So you went through all the rounds.
Yeah.
And who have you brought with you?
Mal.
Who's that?
He's my brother.
Oh, mate, how sweet.
Oh, no.
He's going to buy everything when you're there.
Yeah, you're not wrong. Everything.
You're going to the games.
Fantastic.
You're going to three England games in Portugal. By the way, the weather this weekend is really, really hot.
Oh, that's a shame.
Okay?
Yeah. Fantastic.
Okay. Oh, by the way, on Sunday, when we go to the England-France game, our guest from Monday's show will be coming with us.
Oh,
I'll tell you who that is. Probably tomorrow.
No. Don't.
If you're lucky, I might tell you later off the air.
Okay, cool.
You'll be very impressed.
Superb.
Okay? Last year, last time, the year 2000, Noel Gallagher came with us.
Absolute quality.
You like Oasis?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that was last time, so... Are you a fan of Steps? Right, don't worry about it. Derek.
Hello.
Well done.
Cheers, Matt.
What do you think?
I didn't think I was going to go through.
Neither did I.
No.
I'm going to say you look very calm all the way through.
James got his right. I was going to be under pressure there. But you got it wrong, so...
You're going to Portugal?
Cheers, mate.
Okay.
Can I wait?
Hey?
Can't wait.
Okay, well, we'll go this afternoon. Freeloaders.
Hello.
Yay.
Hi there.
All right, so well done. Congratulations to our three freeloaders and our three winners. We're heading to Portugal. You'll get to know the winners a lot. For a start, if you don't mind, can you all come to our villa tomorrow morning and hang out with us? No questions are too difficult, I promise. I'm really sorry to James next door. Absolutely gutted for him. I'm a little bit teary because his face is just devastated. Commiserations to all of you who didn't go through. But we go to Portugal this afternoon. We're live on the air in the morning. Thank you for listening, and thank you for taking part in Player, Not a Player.
Money bags were packed, but now three people are going to Euro 2004. Join the Chris Moyle Show tomorrow morning live in sunny Portugal for sun, fun, and a whole lot of football. A whole lot of football.
This is it.
Love that record. Killers, Mr. Brightside. It's Radio 1. I'm Chris Moyles. Good morning. How you doing? If you just switched to Radio 1, you've missed one of the most tense contests that I've ever done. And it was, I can't tell you how horrible it was watching it, having to tell people that they were wrong. It's absolutely, seriously gutting. And faces just drop in front of you. And then, for everybody that lost, everybody could have lost, you know, fairly and everything. But for James, his face just dropped. And I'm like, I really felt for the poor lad.
I think it was just kind of getting that far and then falling at that bit where he was so close. Because he was down to four, wasn't he?
Mm. Sorry, James, son. There you go.
But they all did very well.
I just saw Carl bouncing up and down next door, getting all excited. So, well done to the winners. Yeah, la-di-da, whatever. I just want to talk to the... Can you all hear me next door, by the way?
Yay!
Okay, so, I'm really sorry, and that was a horrible thing. We all kind of had a drink last night, and I was saying to everybody, it's really horrible, because you're kind of going around chatting with everyone, and you can't be nicer to some than others, because you got, you know, you kind of chat to everybody. Mm. I don't know who's going. So, a lot of you, in there, all of you in there, sorry, really, really sorry. And then we're going to give you some rubbish consolation prizes.
Yay!
No, they really are rubbish. This isn't one of those, hey, guess what, everybody? There's none of that. They're rubbish compared to what you get. But by the time you've gone home and had a few beers, and maybe Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday comes around, you might feel a bit better. So we're all going to give you, like you really care, we're going to give you a nice flash, posh digital radio each to go home with, so at least you've got something. And if none of you are busy next weekend... we'd like to invite you to London to see the Red Hot Chili Peppers in Hyde Park, if anybody fancies that.
Yeah!
Every cloud and all.
Next weekend, it's live on Radio 1. There's going to be thousands of people. And what are they doing? All right, stop dancing. Calm down. So what are we doing? Oi! Quiet, please. What we've done is, if you imagine Hyde Park full of people, and what they do kind of these days with a lot of concerts is they have like a kind of like, they have a little pit area for the top for the photographers right next to underneath the noses, and then they have what is known as the pit right at the very front, which kind of lucky competition winners go in, but this time around competition losers will go in, so you'll be right at the very front if you fancy that next weekend for the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Does anybody want to go? Okay. Okay, and I can't believe that two of our winners, when I said you'll be all going to Red Hot Chili Peppers, two of our winners go to Portugal went, oh, crap! I'll give you a choice now. Would you like to swap with anyone? No? Okay. All right. Sorry they said no. Okay, so anyway, So sorry to all you guys next door, and thank you very much for taking part, and enjoy the games anyway, wherever you watch them, and enjoy the Chili Peppers next weekend, which will be a great little gig, which we'll miss, sadly, because we'll be in Portugal. Tracy and Andy and Dan and Mal and Derek and Paul, so the six of you, you're flying off this afternoon with us. And I don't know what the plan is for tonight. I would imagine we'll just have a couple of drinks or something. And then tomorrow morning, you've all got to come to the show. So you get to get up early again. And then on Sunday, do whatever you want on Friday and Saturday, Sunday day. And then Sunday night, all six of you with us, we're going to go to the England-France game. And our guest from Monday morning show will come with us as well. So I don't know where we're all sitting and everything. I think we might be sitting together, I'm not sure. But that'll be quite exciting to start the whole tournament off for you. So it should be great. You pleased?
Yes.
Good. They're all kind of speechless looking, but yeah, that's the way it's going to go. Anyway, we have our winners. Thanks for bearing with us, but I think hopefully it was exciting when you were listening to it, wherever you were. So hang on there. We'll play some news and get some news and support. Play some music and get some news and support in a sec. Radio 1. Yeah, all right, thank you, Ozzy. Scott Mills, the best afternoon show since we did it. On again later on this afternoon. This is No Doubt. It's funny how I... No Doubt, It's My Life. You're right, Alan, by the way?
Yeah.
Yeah, good, all right. I've never heard of half of those people.
None, actually.
No. Listen, do you know what? I just had a thought. Because you're Welsh, right, yeah. Do you fancy just swapping your place with one of the losers?
I've got a place. Am I going to see matches?
Oh, no.
Oh.
You're our washer-upper.
Right.
You do the ironing back at the villa.
Do you iron, by the way?
I don't.
Right. Start learning. Right, let's get some music away, then we'll play The Darkness in a second. And hey, Joy, Dave, Cassidy and R. Kelly.
Oh, mega.
As we're in a hotel, we'll play Hotel. Well, that and the fact it's on high rotation as well, so... first of all, let's get some news and support from Dom and Jules. It's about 9:31.
Millions get to vote.
And King could be in to face France.
Wireless doorbells are causing big problems in one street in Hertfordshire, apparently. When one is pressed, it rings the bell in another house. They're also being set off by electronic key fobs. We're trying to find out how common it is. Have you had the same problem? Text us, 81199. Start the message with the word news.
You are joking. That's the big text debate today, is do you have a dodgy doorbell?
It's breaking doorbell news.
That is genius. Absolute genius. Do you know, I think Newspeak will win a news award for that feature.
Ding dong o'clock.
Here's the sport then, big debate. Ledley King's emerging as the new favourite to replace John Terry for England. Terry's just 24 hours now to prove his fitness. More Sunday's game against...
And it's 9:35.
It looks like he's dancing, because to play the end of the One Road Travel jingle, he has to lift his knee up to his chin and drop it back down again.
He's got a pedal to put in his clips, haven't you?
It's a nice look, isn't it?
Mm. Put the pedal to the metal, my friend.
I would have worn cycling shorts, actually, if I knew we were doing that, because there's not much give.
That would have been offensive.
Do you know what? I'm really, really pleased that you didn't.
Mm. Thank you.
God. So then, Darkness.
What?
What?
I'm just exhausted.
Why are you exhausted? You didn't do all.
I know, it's an emotional roller coaster, and it's everyone's face coming out that
way. Try standing opposite them, looking them in the eye and going, I'm afraid you're wrong. That's painful.
I feel so sorry for all of them, but James as well was...
I feel sorry for some of them. I've got to be honest.
You're a bit like a more sympathetic Anne Robinson in many ways, I thought.
Look at the screen there. Look at one of our losers. Look at his glum face sitting on top of his digital radio. Hiya, son. Look at that.
I think that's a really cruel consolation prize. Here's a digital radio so you can hear in perfect quality us in Portugal. What kind of twisted idea was that?
But just look at him there. I was watching him during the news, and he sat at that table on his own. There's no one else around him. And he opened up the digital radio. He kind of looked at the leaflet inside, put it back, and then put the lid back on and just lay his arms on top of it and went... Sorry, mate. For any consolation, you know, it's not a nice hotel where they're staying or out like that. It's a tent in our garden. Well, no, I think it is all right. So. Anyway, there you go. So tomorrow morning we're live from Portugal. Please, please, please listen. Your morning just got better. The savior is here. His aftershave is Old Spice. His breath still stinks of beer. I'll try not to mention it again before the end of the show, I promise. He laughs at famous people because he just doesn't care. He looks like Terry Wogan, but he's got his own hair. Okay, coming up, let's play Portugal! Chris Martin.
Royal Show, National Radio 1.
Chicks, I'ma bring to the telly. We about to do the damn thing. Sing to him, Kelly.
Yo, yo. Cassidy and R. Kelly in Hotel. That's one of my favourite records, Dave.
It's one of mine too.
Brilliant, isn't it? So thank you very much before we continue to everybody at the Marriott Hotel for looking after us and being really nice and friendly and tidying up after the mess that everybody left last night. Thank you very much. It's been nice, isn't it, Alan?
Just lovely. I'm exhausted now, though.
You are?
Yeah.
Well, you've worked so hard today.
I know.
Drinking tea and eating sandwiches. Right, so our winners are here with their freeloading friends. Derek, congratulations.
Cheers, mate.
So, your wife and your kids.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be delighted with you.
Yeah, she'll be out with them own.
Have you spoken to them already?
No, my phone's turned off.
Hers is? What a surprise.
I was happily married.
I'll bloody kill him.
I'd turn your phone off as well.
Yeah, exactly. And your freeloading friend, your name again is?
Paul.
Paul, pleased?
Very. Can't believe it still. I'm his brother as well, nor his friend.
Are you? Of course you are. Oh, how sweet. How lovely. It's a beautiful feeling. Okay, well, well done. And obviously we'll be flying out later today. Are you all right with flying?
I am.
Yeah, I'm petrified of flying.
No loose rivets.
Eh?
No loose rivets.
Yeah, let's not talk about that anymore. Thanks. Loose rivets. I believe they're in session tonight with John Peel.
One of his favourite bands.
I'll come back to you, Nessa, because you're our last girl. Dan?
Hi, all right.
You got your England shirt already. When you packed, did you actually pack thinking you might go, or did you pack thinking, well, I won't, but well, we probably won't be going, so I won't bother packing properly?
Not properly at all. My bag's tiny, so.
You got your passport?
Certainly have, yeah.
Okay, good. You got your visa?
Yeah. What? Now you're teasing.
God. No, really not. You got your... No, I am.
Thanks very much.
So you got time off work? What do you do?
Work in a swimming pool.
A swimming pool?
Yeah.
Doing what?
We manage it.
Really?
Yeah, it's all right.
Place to go downhill now, son.
Thanks very much.
You're obviously pleased that you're Dan's friend. What's your name again?
Mal.
Mal, pleased?
Another brother.
Oh, yeah, you're brothers, aren't you?
Yeah, indeed, yeah. Top man.
Why didn't you bring your sister, Tracy?
I don't have a sister, I've got a brother.
Well, find one. Well, you should. It'll be a good time, you'll enjoy yourself.
Yeah, it will. Be great. Looking forward to it.
They do. They look alike, but just to make it easy for us, one's got long hair, one's got shorter hair.
Well, yeah.
They're quite alike facially, aren't they? But their hair differs enormously.
You're not twins, are you twins?
No.
No, okay, all right. Who's the oldest?
Dan.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Get that shaved off, son. Seriously. He's putting the ears on you.
Putting the ears on him.
Can't
see his ears.
And our only girl winner, Tracy.
Me.
What did you have in your hands?
I got a tiger's eye stone and a mini Buddha.
Okay, so basically, Tracy's a freak who has, like, lucky charm things. A tiger eye stone?
Yeah, it's a lucky stone.
And do you believe in all that?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't. Now, I know this... Now you'll believe those really, really are lucky charms.
Yeah.
You fluked it, love.
I had these when I was in Australia.
Fluked it?
Rugby, and we won the rugby.
You fluked it?
No.
Tracy, do us a favour. On Sunday night, when we go to the France game, those two in your hands.
I will do.
Keep them there.
No worries.
If I meet a girl in a bar, will you bring them as well? Only joking. Sorry, Sophie. What I like about the fact that who you're bringing is you're bringing your travelling friend.
He's my travelling buddy from last year.
So where's your boyfriend?
He's in Sydney.
Okay, and you're just a travelling friend?
I am indeed.
Aye, all right, whatever you want, son. I'd like a travelling friend.
Mm.
Sadly, I've got Allard.
Which isn't quite the same thing.
Not exactly the same thing at all. So that's that. So it's all over, and commiserations again to all our losers, and well done to everybody else for finding Allard and for winning and all that. The Chili Peppers, as I said, is next weekend. So that's the gig next weekend, so I hope everybody next door will come down for that. If you haven't got a ticket for the Chilis, it's live on Radio 1 anyway, so you'll be able to hear that, and it could be a great gig live on Radio 1.
This is Radio 1 Live. Are you
digging on me? Is that Carl in the red dancing next door? Good God. Have you seen his moves?
Was that Carl that we spoke to yesterday who was the text winner?
Yeah, he was the default winner.
From Warwick?
Yeah. He dances like Allard.
That's nothing to be proud of, is it?
Not really.
Have we seen Allard dance?
Yeah. Leave me alone, I'm a great dancer. I'm just
And there's Craig from Big Brother there. You can see his... look at the muscles on him. Look at that. Go on, let's see him. Come on. Don't sit down. Let's go on. No, he's not. Not there. Fine. They're all sitting next to her, opening the digital radios, going...
This is rubbish compared to Portugal.
Yeah, but
that's,
you know...
what they're thinking.
But, no, but the digital radio will last forever.
Yeah.
Maybe. You know, whereas, you know, these six people in here...
Be over in a couple of weeks,
yeah,
you know?
They'll be back in 12 days. You know what I mean? Miserable. All that. Whereas those digital radios will play for all time. You know, Dave?
And when you get back, you can only hear us on FM.
Yeah. And you miss the Chili Peppers.
Actually, that's the only bad thing about not going to Portugal, isn't it? No, that came out wrong. That's the only bad thing about going to Portugal.
I must admit, no,
yeah,
am I right?
It wasn't really worth it.
No, not really. So anyway, so there you go. Chappers came in this morning, by the way, to see us. About 10 minutes ago. This is lazy. Where is he?
He's there.
You all right, Chappers?
I'm very good, thank you.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Chappers, back in the mornings. Look at that. You hear his voice? He's now on the afternoons with Scott Mills. In a very weird, enjoyable friendship those two have got.
Yeah, they're special friends.
There's bonding going on, which I find bizarre.
Bonding.
Chappers?
Ing.
Oh, there you are. I can hear you now. No, you and Scott get on very well.
Yes, we get on very well. Yeah. It's a very nice friendship.
Are you going to teach him the ins and outs of football?
Yes.
Because he doesn't know much, does he? He's drawn France in the sweepstake, though.
Yeah.
He has. He's done very well. He wants to know why Argentina weren't in the sweepstake as well.
Yeah. He said to me, he goes, I've got France. I went, oh, right. He goes, is that good?
It's better than Greece, who you got.
Yeah, thanks for that. Cheers.
I'll tell you, if you don't turn up for the sweepstake on time, that's what you get, Greece or Latvia. Fact.
I can see all our winners are leaving next door. Are you off? Are you going?
No, I'm staying.
You're staying?
Yeah.
No, that's not fair. Bye. Are you off? See you later, commiserations.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you what, they're going to go berserk as well when they find out the room wasn't free. It's all free, let's clean out this minibar. When they get the bill, when they're checking out, they'll have a little heart attack. Anyway, so there you go. What am I playing next? What's the next one? This one. Okay, fine. Right, so later on today, Thursday, so Dave Pearce is on tonight at 6. Scott is on at 3 o'clock. If you really can't stand English football, Colin and Edith are your people. And they'll be on from 1 o'clock today. Great stuff. Last song from us today is the excellent Jet. Joe Wiley coming up with an England shirt signed by all of the England team, plus an exclusive pair of Euro 2004 football boots. Last resort coming up with Joe Wiley, 10 o'clock this morning. Thanks for listening. Tomorrow, we're live from Portugal. Sorry, just went through a tunnel.
Take my hand and come with me because you look so fine that I really want to make
Jet and I are gonna be my girl at Radio 1. Thanks for listening to the show today. It's been a good one, Dave, don't you think?
I think so, yeah.
Once more, congratulations to our 6 winners. Well done!
What a day.
Congratulations to everybody next door. But we always love you forever. Anyway, stand by. Joe Wall is next. Thanks to Sean and everyone at the Marriott. We're live tomorrow morning from Portugal. The Chris Morris Show.